When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are.
We are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
You are now listening to the Shots and Thoughts Podcast, hosted by Chris, Ryan, and Sean.
Welcome, shotties. If you didn't listen to last week's episode,
fuck.
We ate the hottest of hot sauces. We ate the hot ones, hot sauces, in a battle to see what's the greatest pop culture vehicle of all time. We did bracket busters on the coolest, most iconic rides. And yeah, we're all kind of hot sauced out right now. Drank Cokes, ate a little bit of candy, try and get that sugar.
Yeah.
But we're back. We're here for After Hours.
Holy fuck.
Welcome to Shots and Thoughts, the internet's only educational improv comedy game show involving shots of liquor and D20s. It's your boy, Sean.
It's the Umami Poppy Ryan.
And it's the kid.
Jesus. Yeah, if you didn't watch last week's episode, Chris ate
I think it was just three.
Three chicken nuggets drenched in the last dab sauce.
Oh. Yep. Goated.
But yeah, he has a lollipop in his mouth. You know, great for sound. But yeah, we haven't done an After Hours in a while. Whenever we recorded the last After Hours, I don't think, you know, we really thought about taking the break that we should have been thinking about. But yeah, we needed a break. We had just gotten back from Chris's bachelor trip.
What?
And then by the time it was time to record another one, maybe like 2 weeks after that, and then it was Chris's wedding.
What?
And then we were like, well, we can't go immediately after Chris's wedding. We got to let the man enjoy being married for a little bit. So
I appreciate it.
So now we're back after hours.
Wow.
Yeah, the last time we recorded was before Valentine's Day and after hours. Mm-hmm. So we got a lot to catch up on, guys. How was your Valentine's Day? If y'all remember, actually, skip it. Not important. Chris.
I didn't do anything.
Bachelor trip.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Thank you all again so much for that.
Good time. If y'all don't follow us on Instagram or saw all of the stories, we went to New York.
Hell yeah.
Good, man.
We kind of just made it all eating. Shopping, a little bit of shopping, mostly eating, a little bit of drinking.
I would say it was a lot of shopping, you know, like, but it was very catered to like intentional shopping of what Chris would like, you know.
Like, yeah,
it was like a pilgrimage of like fashion.
A pilgrimage of fashion. Yes, that's a good way of putting it.
The fashion of Chris, dude.
A peek into it.
Wow.
But how much I can't afford any of it.
Yeah, I didn't know whether to say shopping or not because I'm like, the amount of things we bought versus the amount of time we spent walking around and looking is...
It was kind of like going in like museums, or like art galleries or something. Yeah. That's how I looked at it.
Oh, I never see this in real life.
Yeah.
You think the store owners, like they like look at us or like, oh.
Guess who's not buying shit?
That's what I fear every time going into places, but... Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, and then you go like look for like the cheapest thing just to have some sort of
real.
Like, man, I wish the record store, sorry, I didn't mind to jive.
No, you're good.
The record store, if they had a shirt.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Man, I would have copped that shit.
Yeah.
But also, I have a slight remorse now of not, it's very slight, about not buying a tote.
I
was like, man, because Nikki knows that I've been looking for a nice tote.
Uh-huh.
And that... The
handles
are like super long. on that tote.
Yeah.
And now that like I look at other totes, I'm like, it's a little snug in here, you know, mm-hmm. when I put it on, but it's not a big deal. I don't even know what to put in my tote that I bought from H&M. Or not H&M.
Uniqlo.
Yeah. Which is still a very nice tote.
I was going to say, we bought more things for our wives than we did ourselves.
Talk about it.
Yeah, it was a good time.
I fucking loved it, man. That was like literally perfect.
It was like one of those one of those trips where like you didn't know like how good it is until like the outside is kind of like, dude, y'all did everything. Y'all, like, you hear the like the words, they're like, y'all did everything. Y'all ate everything. Y'all did a lot. I was like, we're just going with the flow, you know? Like, so kudos to all the, you know, all the people who planned and, you know, made it a very badass, memorable trip. That's for
sure. Yeah.
Let's pull up that schedule. We can talk about the restaurants we went to.
Sidebar, whenever y'all go on your vacations and stuff, do you guys usually try to put together an itinerary for every day, or you just freeball everything?
If it's like my trip that I'm planning, yes. Okay. If say I'm going for somebody else's birthday and I wasn't asked to do anything, then I'll go with the flow. I don't care.
But you like prefer, like, if it's you, up to you.
If it's me and Nancy, I prefer we plan than just go willy-nilly.
Nice.
Just because, you know, I hate going to places. And then, like, when I get back, and then I'll see, like, pictures of a restaurant that we didn't go to because we didn't research or, like, it's just things that we could have done. I hate being like, oh, man, I wish we would have.
Like the scallion pancake.
Yeah. But we're about to make that shit in real life.
Oh, man, that thing looks so good.
That looks insane.
So what's in it? A scallion pancake or, like,
barbacoa or something?
Oh, yeah.
I forget. There's a bunch of shit in there.
Yeah, I think there's different versions too.
Then like chili oils and stuff. I'm like, we could do this.
Oh,
we
could do this for sure. Easily.
Will it be as good? Maybe. Probably not. Because we're going to use like frozen scallion pancakes. Probably.
No, those are still good though.
Those are good. I just had like a taro pancake from H Mart frozen. Yeah. Fucking good, bro.
Nice.
Damn. Oh, okay. So dim sum. We started off the New York trip. Dim sum palace.
Strong dim sum place, actually.
Yeah.
Soup dumplings were good.
Soup dumplings were solid. I think soup dumplings better than, I don't know about all Din Tai Fungs, but at least the last time I went to Din Tai Fung, I was super hype. I was telling people like, oh, these are the fucking best.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got there and they were kind of dry. And I was like, I look like an asshole right now. Because the time I went with you guys was crazy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The time I went with you guys was crazy.
Yeah, in LA. Yeah.
Then I went to like another one. In like, I guess South LA, and it was not popping like that.
Aye.
I was like, damn, I look like an idiot. Cause like, I was like, we have to go, guys. It's
so good. Yeah.
It's so good. Like, well, it's kind of out of the way, but we'll do it.
Damn.
That always hurts.
I felt like a dickhead. Yeah,
it always hurts. But yeah. You know,
it's not your fault. At least it's a place you've had before, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, it's like kind of world known.
Ooh, other notable hits that we hit up, Okiboru, House of Tsukumin.
That was
insane.
That was really good.
That ramen was fucked me up. I still think about that ramen, dude.
I got the dipping ramen, the tsukumin.
Oh, man.
Dude, that was a crazy, like, we all took a bite, and then we all just looked at each other like, hey, yo, ain't no way.
We all had, like, this, like, that nod after you, like,
that collective.
Yeah. Like what the fuck?
Damn.
How dare they do this to me?
Then we had pizza in multiple places. We had Prince Street Pizza and La Industry Pizza in Brooklyn.
Love them both.
Both so good.
I think Prince Street saved a lot of us that night.
Oh, yeah.
At least it saved me, dude. I would have been fucked up if I didn't eat anything.
Oh, that was amazing. Did we go the first night?
That was first night, dude.
Shit.
Damn.
Man. Dude, that shit was so good. What else was good? Chris's first omakase experience.
Oh, yeah.
Shin East.
Yeah. Delicious. Remember that awesome coffee place right after?
Oh, yeah, with a super nice guy. Yeah, that wasn't on the itinerary. You just walked over there.
Yeah, I was there.
Shout out Kenny.
Yeah.
Nice.
We had the Filipino banana pudding place.
Oh my God.
That was fire.
That was really good.
Did not expect that to be as good as it was. I just had a bite of yours, Ryan. Yeah. Fuck. No, so good.
One of our friends, Terry, he was like, dude, it's crazy I went there because I just found out about that place on my TikTok. Oh. I said, I didn't know about this, you know.
Ahead of the curve.
Yeah. And I was like, per usual, you know. But that was really good. Like, shout out to
Baunanas.
Yeah, Baunanas. Man.
They do different banana puddings in, like, various flavors, like Asian flavors. And, like, you know how ube is kind of, like, a trendy flavor at the moment? But sometimes, like, they label things ube, but it feels like sometimes it's just purple.
It's just, yeah.
It's just purple.
Yeah.
Not a lot of flavor. This
flavor
was
bomb.
Ube, bro. Yeah. Wow. The pandan was pandaning, bro. It was the shit was going in, bro.
Pandaning.
Dude, the flavors were bomb.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, we also had 7th Street Burger.
7th Street Burger. Holy shit.
So good. Yeah, you got to buy it twice.
And only eat half.
Yeah. And only eat half it. I bought 2 burgers. We only meant to buy one. Me and Ryan were going to share it. So excited. Everybody's eating the burger. I finally get me and Ryan's. I'm like, Ryan, take a picture of this. And then I proceed to immediately drop this $12 burger.
Yeah, in a puddle.
In the only puddle on the sidewalk. In an otherwise dry sidewalk.
And then you dropped your ubananas.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you dropped that also.
But it was in a bag.
In a bag.
Oh,
and the ube nanas was in a case.
Yeah.
God damn it. So I went back. I bought another burger.
Yeah.
You dropped your burger? That's tough, bro. That'll be 12.50.
I said, oh, he's like, back for more, man. It was that good. And I was like, I honestly don't know yet. I dropped it in a puddle. Ooh.
That's tough.
Tough, bro.
That's tough, bro.
That's tough, bro. Yeah, that's another 12.50.
That's another 12.50, my guy.
It's like
we ain't giving no goddamn handouts.
Yeah.
It's New York, baby.
Yeah, it's a nice try, man. Yeah. I've heard it all.
I've heard it all before. Oh man, what else? Oh, the craziest fried chicken we've ever had at Pecking House.
Oh yeah,
that thing was wild.
Yeah,
dude, that was a flavor bomb.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was a new flavor experience.
And your hands are coated.
Oh, yeah.
It was like crawfish. You should have ate with gloves on because otherwise your hands are caked. What else?
Didn't we find out they had gloves like at the very end?
Yeah, the gloves.
when you all had like one last piece of chicken. Oh, man. What else did we eat / do? Karaoke.
Oh, my God. Karaoke.
Great
was so
time.
Fun.
Always so a fun time. I forget the name of the place we went to because we tried to look at multiple places. I think Ryan eventually found the one.
Yeah, Karaoke 32 or something like
32?
That.
32?
Yeah.
Good time. We got a big room. Yeah. That was cool. I think those were our top meals probably. Dominic Ansel was cool. Chelsea Market, very fresh noodles. Amazing, always.
Oh, fuck. That was good.
Always good.
I'll eat that again. Damn, we really went in.
Fucking eating. Oh, and then we ended at Ramen Ivan. Ivan Ramen.
Oh, Ivan Ramen.
I was surprised because I was hesitant.
Yeah.
Raymond was like, dude, we got to go here. We saw it on a video. And I'm like, you're telling me a white man?
You're telling me
a Russian man named Ivan made a whole ramen shop? Call me not impressed, Raymond.
Yeah.
And then we got the food. We're like, oh,
okay.
Ivan knows what he's doing. Dude, the Wagyu poutine?
Oh, that was OD. Oh, my God.
That was good.
Fuck.
That was really good.
Poutine? And then the gravy?
Yeah.
Oh, my. The
I got to drink that shit myself.
He said the gravy was made from the Wagyu?
Well, the gravy was made from the Wagyu.
Did you see of the other homies on Joe Pett's story that he had the poutine in...
Oh, from McDonald's?
McDonald's in Banff or Alberta, wherever he went.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw it, and I was like... Man, like if that's your first poutine experience, like I'm sorry, you know. Like,
oh,
it's a staple, but it's not like you know elevated or something.
Right, right, yeah.
It's like getting a Philly cheesesteak from McDonald's and that being your first Philly cheesesteak or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah. Poutine's a classic. I've never had real Canadian poutine, but goddamn it, that fucking Wagyu poutine was.
Yeah,
that's essentially it. You know, it doesn't get too crazy. You know, like. But they made it crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy. But yeah, good trip. We watched wrestling.
I loved it. Yeah, we even got some wrestling in.
Ryan wrestled out, brother. 5 hours.
5 hours is my limit, man.
And then the next day we were getting ready, I put on some. He's like, ain't no way, bro. Ain't no way you're watching more.
Yeah, give me the highlights, you know? That's why I said, like, if there's a way to just, like, know the storyline without, like, dedicating your time, you know? Because I don't have much of it.
Right. That's fair. You can always watch... You can just ask us, dude.
I just want to know the big fights.
Yeah. The main event ones.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, I mean, you got into the Bloodline stuff.
But then again, you know, we've been to matches, and then I start, because the only matches that we were getting into were like AEW stuff.
That's true.
And then going back into like the WWE, you know, like E, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, under that, and I was like, wait, everyone that I knew back learning about it is not part of this at all.
It's like completely new people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did like, I do like the stars of WWE.
The Roman Reigns, Sami Zayn stuff.
Yeah. You're watching it at probably its peak in like the last decade.
Probably, yeah.
Really?
This is the best it's been because Vince isn't there anymore.
Nice.
But yeah, I think that's probably it from the Bachelor trip. Let's talk about that wedding, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Walk us through. How are you feeling, man? How was that day for you, bro?
Man, it was just like, I just felt like I was flying the whole day. Because it's like, yeah, I know I told us like to be there like at 9 and like, you know, the ceremony started at 4. But I was like, I know that time, like, you know, from being from y'all's wedding, I know that time just flies.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was fun, you know, hanging out in the groomsmen suite, you know, put on some wrestling.
More wrestling.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah. It was just on in the background for us, something to do, because we were just literally just hanging out up there.
We were getting the Fasciano triplets into it.
Yeah, yeah.
Joey was like, what the fuck is... Because they had it was like a death match, an AEW death match.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It was a guy literally stabbing another guy in the forehead with a fork. And you
I've seen that.
You see the blood.
Yeah.
It was gross.
Wow.
Yeah, but it was a good match.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So yeah, you know, we were just up there vibing and stuff, and like there were so many like small questions I had, and I was like, I'd go down and talk to the coordinator, like, hey, you know, just want to make sure if all this is good, this, that, and the third, and then she's like, oh yeah, you know, we got it, and I'm like, okay, cool. I'd be up there for another few hours. I'd go back down and double check everything again, because it was just like a weird, like anxiousness, just, you know, like to kind of get down the aisle and stuff.
I feel you.
And it's just like those hours are just like moving so slow and fast at the same time.
It's like the time you wake up to the time the actual ceremony starts feels like an eternity.
Yeah.
But then as soon as you walk down the aisle and then bam, it's the end of the night. It goes by so quick. Yeah. Ridiculously quick.
Hell yeah. But yeah, I mean, what happened? You know, the time comes, walking down the aisle. Oh, I had, you know. It was fun just hanging out up there, you know, just having all the boys, just, you know, talking shit, shooting the shit. That was cool. And then, you know, the time came, and dude, like, as soon as like I walked outside and I heard the music that, you know, like what we walked down to.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck. Yeah. I was already like tearing up.
I saw that. I noticed that.
Yeah.
Like, I think whenever you saw the guys, I think you're like, feeling it a little bit.
Yeah.
And then when you heard the song, you're like, fuck.
Yeah. As soon as
an audible.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. We're all lined up. And then as soon as I heard Bree's entrance music song, yeah, audibly screamed, fuck.
What was it again?
It was a piano rendition of Kiss Me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, dude, when we were picking those songs, I was tearing up.
Oh,
yeah. And like as soon as she came down, like it was waterworks from there, and I was like, "Fuck, this is happening. The dream is coming true."
Nice.
Dude. And I was just like,
manifested from the seventh grade.
Yeah. sixth grade. Yeah. Yeah. It was just such a perfect day, man. I can't thank that company enough, the wedding coordinator, for just like making it so like we didn't have to worry about anything that day. And, you know, shout out to 3LE Entertainment if anyone's getting married listening to this. I don't know how out of state they go, but if you're in the Houston, Galveston area, check them out. Rena and her team are amazing. Erica was our lead that day, and she fucking knocked it out the park, dude. Like, nice.
Shout out to your wedding officiant, too.
Oh, shout out to Jennifer Liu.
Jennifer, dude. She's the one who married us, too.
Yeah, and she married Callie and Justin, our other good friends.
I was standing up there when she was, like, giving you all the words to say, and I was like, yo, this is... She got better. These are like upgraded words. I was like, me and Nancy didn't say these.
She gave us a choice. Like, she gave us like a list of like vows to say.
Oh, because I could be wrong, Jennifer, if you're listening, but but I think, you know, at that, this was 2 years, 3 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think she had all those options back then yet. But 3 years in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, did y'all do your own vows?
No.
Oh.
Okay. We just read right out of her book.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe it's just
But she was still really good back then.
Yeah.
No, she was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember, because I remember when I was getting married, there was like, I forget what word she said, but there was a word that was difficult for me to repeat. And I was like, I wonder what word it is. Well, I guess I'm about to hear it when Chris gets married. No difficult word came up, and I was like, these are new, better words.
Yeah,
she was awesome.
I was talking to Nick. Yeah. She was saying, like, I bet she has, like, a ton of, like options.
Yeah, she did. Like, she gave us a bunch of options.
Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Nice. Yeah, it was, you know, luckily the weather was, you know, great.
Perfect weather for an outdoor wedding.
Yeah, yeah. So... I had no complaints about, like, how the day went at all. I was fucking... I just realized that I was... Like, one thing I wish I could have done was, like, actually go visit more tables. But in retrospect, I was, like... I was dancing for fucking 6 hours straight.
Bro, they could have came and saw you on the...
I didn't leave that dance floor at all.
No, that was awesome. That was awesome.
But, yeah, I didn't want to
leave you on the dance floor either. Like, whenever I was tired, I'd go in to go get a drink. And I saw you still there. I was like, all right. I gotta go dance. with our boy.
We riding.
Yeah.
I took a coffee break at one point. You had a gangster coffee place there.
Oh yeah, shout out to Fellowship Coffee.
Amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome.
That was really good.
That was the most extravagant coffee bar I've ever seen at a wedding.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like,
that's like so you.
A ton of options.
Yeah.
For a coffee. I was.
He knows what he's
alternative
doing.
Milks mm-hmm. on the go, dude.
Yeah.
That shit was good.
Lifesaver.
Dude, absolutely.
Speaking of them, shout out to them. They're getting an actual like brick and mortar over there in Sugarland in their little Township Square area, I think.
Nice.
Is that where we used to hang out, that Township Square? With like the Jupiter Pizza and all
that? Oh, no, not that one. That's the Town Center.
Oh, Town Center. Okay.
Yeah. It's the one... I really don't remember like what would be over there that in order. But it looks like kind of like the old town looking... kind of area.
Mm.
But yeah, they're getting a spot over there.
Cool.
Yeah. And again, shout out to the bartender, shout out to the DJ, shout out to 3 bartending, shout out to DJ English Chris. I think he knocked it out the park.
English Chris, bro.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, really.
Oh, I felt bad. I didn't realize, but when you were giving your groomsman speech, I cut out a whole, there's like a beginning intro part. After, like, we introduce ourselves, there's, like, we were supposed to explain why we were doing 4 different speeches.
Uh-huh.
But I forgot that part, and I wasn't reading my thing, so I just gave it to Kenny. And then Kenny started talking, and then Ray was like, bro, whole section? I was like, oh. But that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. That was great. Yeah, thank y'all.
Y'all did the best.
Yeah, that was beautiful, guys, honestly.
Ryan even got a shout out on that.
I got roasted on.
But yeah, man, it was just such a wonderful day.
Yeah, man.
Such
a
wonderful day.
Very beautiful.
Had so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome weather, like just being outside and everything.
Mm-hmm. Very fortunate. Not too hot, not too cold.
No, really good.
Yeah. Dude, just knowing Texas, just like the outcomes, like, was there a backup if there was rain?
Yes, so that venue, you know, like where the area where like Bree and I were, or like where the cake was.
Mm-hmm.
So like that is like a they call it a cathedral window, and then that's where we would have been. And that little cutout.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was the contingency plan.
Kind of like the photo booth area-ish?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that area.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, perfect weather. Great day. A lot of fun. Danced all night.
Yeah. Well, it was so much fun. Yeah.
Cool, man.
I'm married now.
Whoa.
It's awesome.
Married. Did you get a date for when the real rings are coming in? Because you got some
proxy.
Yeah, we have like some proxy rings right now. But we don't have a date yet because he's still like waiting to get the right
stones
in. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm excited for him. I know she's more than excited for him. Yeah. Oh, I guess also I want to give a shout out to our other vendor, Ulysses, and his photography team. He was doing photography.
Oh yeah, we got some sick wrestling shots there, dude.
Yeah. Nice. I guess you should say also how stunning Brie looked. I obviously fucking cried my eyes out when she was walking down the aisle. Nice. I don't know if that was already said, but just thought I had to say that.
No, yeah.
No, you were definitely expressing your emotions.
Dude, audible. It was uncontrollable. Yeah.
Dude,
was
he, like, what the he fuck? Leaned over. Fuck. Oh, man. It was beautiful. Y'all both looked great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Beautiful day. Besides awesome. That,
yep.
Have we been, y'all up to been anything? Up to? I mean, rodeo has come and passed.
Yep.
The time that we have.
Oh, I tried the deep fried bread pudding. So worth it.
So good.
Fucking worth it. I didn't even have a fresh one, and it was delicious. Wow.
Deep fried bread pudding.
Yeah.
You had it too, right?
I had a bite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried it. It was really good.
It was dangerous. That's just
Cowboy burrito was back.
Was back. Nice.
Had one of those.
Is it the same?
Yeah. Fucking still delicious.
Nice.
Feeling.
I can't believe it's like, I love and hate how it's like right there when you enter. Mm-hmm. Just like.
So easy to miss.
Yeah. Like you can miss it and then you have to like regret that you may not eat it later.
You're like, damn, dude.
Or you eat it right there and then you regret that I'm too full to eat mm-hmm. anything else. It's just like a tough decision right off the bat.
The one thing that fucked me is that Asian place, Asian Streetness, won a bunch of the Gold Buckle Awards. So I was looking for that the whole time, but they're like all the way in like a hidden corner of the rodeo.
They're never even saw them.
They were right across from the hideout.
Oh.
And I'm like, that's so far and like out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's like on the wall of the arena area.
So by the time we finally found it, I was full. I could not fit a foot-long Korean corn dog in me.
Fuck.
At that point.
Damn, foot-long Korean corn dog.
That's wild. Imagine the cheese pull.
I already had a real corn dog and... That's like a tradition eating.
Mm-hmm. That's
That's one thing I missed out on is the tater dog. They're sold out.
Oh
wow!
No wait. Taters, only dogs.
Sausage on a stick.
Yeah, just sausage on a stick.
Damn.
I was like, oh, cold blood.
What about the cinnamon roll? Did you find a cinnamon roll?
I did get a cinnamon roll.
All right on.
Shout out Joe, Ped, and Ray. They also got cinnamon rolls with me in solidarity. I was like, honestly, I don't know if this is good or if this is like a nostalgia thing for me. But I get it every year.
What was the verdict? Did they like it?
They said it was legit good.
Nice.
Wow. So
awesome.
I fucking love that cinnamon roll. Stubbies.
Stubbies.
Shout out to Stubbies. But yeah, besides that, rodeo came and went.
I'm glad it went. But it's always like it's busy, but I like busy, you know.
It always feels like it wasn't here long enough.
I know.
But if it was here any longer, then it might not be as special.
You know, I saw the stats, you know, like usually the top concerts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a more dominant country this year, you know.
A lot of country.
Yeah. But then also the Bun B, he was like one of the top five concerts attended this year.
Makes sense.
And from snaps and from videos that I saw that it looked a lot of fun playing all the throwbacks.
They said this is the first year that they hit pre-pandemic numbers.
Mm.
So that was good to see.
Nice.
We back.
We beat COVID, y'all. But yeah, I don't know. I think that's it for me. Yeah. Big things were the bachelor party, the wedding, rodeo times.
This whole last month just
busy.
Yeah, busy.
I'm surprised. Oh, it's still March.
I went to LA.
Oh yeah,
right
there you
after.
Go.
That was a lot of fun. Nice. No, it was fun, but we had to, like, we had zero plans because we stayed at a beach town. We made a bunch of plans, be at the beach, go to Catalina Island, do a bunch of beach stuff. Uh-huh. And then it was the one weekend that it fucking snowed in LA.
What?
Yeah. Hollywood sign had snow on
no
it.
No shit. So, oh my God.
Yeah, a blizzard came in.
Fucking the shit. The only weekend.
Oh my God.
Yeah, man. So we made plans kind of like on the fly. Mm-hmm. But I mean, everything ended up being really fun. It was for a shout out former 2-time guest Loreen. It was her birthday and
birthday.
Yeah, I feel like we really made the most of it. But even when the blizzard was coming through, all of us were like, "It honestly, we could be anywhere. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be fun."
Yeah,
because
the company is always better.
For sure. It's the homies. So we had a good time. Like New York, just ate a lot. Oh, that's a funny story. I went to New York, and then immediately to L.A. and then immediately to fucking fit my suit for Chris's wedding. Your boy fucking went to the suit place. But he gave me the suit. He looked at me and he said, "Oh, you've been living."
Oh, you've been living? Yo.
Oh, you've been living?
Damn. That's the best way to be told, though.
Before he's handing me the suit. Oh, you've been living.
Sheesh.
And he was right. I had to size up on the vest.
Okay.
And the jacket. And I was looking at him for the pants too, and he was like, "They look great, but those are perfect fit." And I was like, "I swear, I'm one stanky leg from blowing this thing."
Wait, someone did blow their pants. At the
yeah, it was I guess now my brother-in-law. Holy shit!
Yeah, your brother-in-law.
Wow. Oh yeah,
sick. So did he have to like pay for the pants or?
Okay, so I don't know if we need to cut this out, but I'll tell you the story. So I was like, "Oh shit, dude!" Like, you know, Aunt Rose, because her Aunt Rose paid for that. For his name is Brandon, right? So Aunt Rose paid for Brandon's suit or whatever, and I was like, "Shit, dude, are you gonna tell Aunt Rose that she's not getting her deposit back?" And then she was like, "Oh, Aunt Rose supposedly like fixed it, and she fixed it better than how they had it sewn previously." And I was like, "I don't doubt it because she can see she." Can't use a sewing machine. She's nice with the sewing machine. So she got the deposit back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Live. I don't think they listen to this pod.
I think so it is.
Yeah, dude. So, yeah.
Hey, that's how you did it. Yeah, I would have done the same thing.
Yeah, right? She was like, "Yeah, it was just like a bad fixed stitch. And so I fixed it back better than it was. And if they say anything, then tell them, like, talk to her." I was like, "Fuck, dude.
Stop putting in cheap stitches, bro."
Yeah.
Shit. But yeah. Man. Good times. All right.
Good times.
I imagined and predicted correctly we would have a lot to talk about. So the game that I have set for us is not very difficult. It's an improv game. Shout out Jake and Amir. They're the first people I've ever seen do this like 3 years ago. But now it's a TikTok trend. So what we're going to do is two of us are going to try and name something at the same time. And then they'll try and find a word that meets in the middle of their two words until they eventually say the same word at the same time.
Okay.
So I think Chris has seen it.
Yeah.
You have not seen it, Ryan?
No.
Okay, so I guess me and Chris will go first. And then we'll try and name the same word.
Okay.
Okay.
We don't know the word. We're just we don't know the eventually word. Get to the same word.
Okay.
So like, yeah, you'll see. It's best if it's just played.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, then let's explaining. Do it. Okay.
All right.
Y'all will go, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go 3, 2, 1. We'll say a word.
Yeah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Microphone.
Beanie. 3, 2, 1.
Podcast. Glasses. Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Headphones.
Metal. 3.
We're gonna be here all night.
3, 2. All right, something in the middle. All right.
Yeah. What was your metal?
Metal.
Okay, okay.
3, 2, 1.
Ring.
Sound is what I was going to say. I don't know why I didn't say anything. Okay, so sound and ring. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Voice. Bell.
Oh, fuck. That was good.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Music. Speaking.
God damn.
What'd you say?
Speaking.
Speaking. Okay.
All right, all right, all right. We're almost there. We're
okay.
Almost there.
3, 2, 1. Mouth. Did you say mouth?
No.
You bitch. What'd you say?
I couldn't think of anything.
I heard MILF.
Oh. MILF? Yeah. Okay, okay. Almost, almost, almost.
Okay. I feel like we're at the capacity of where we were going. That's okay. 3, 2, 1.
Lungs. Oh, we're closer.
Okay, okay. All right, all right. 3, 2, 1. Throat.
You're working close.
3, 2, 1. Teeth. Tonsil. All right. 3, 2, 1. Gums. Holy shit.
Dude, see? Right? Right?
Yeah, I can see it.
Okay.
Cool. Cool.
Okay,
cool. All right, your turn.
Chris and Ryan.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, fuck. I got to count it? Okay. Okay. So, just going to start mad random. All right. 3, 2, 1. Fingers.
Giraffe.
All right.
Fingers and giraffe.
Okay. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Jungle.
Okay, okay.
What, Mac?
You said neck.
Oh, neck and yeah. Jungle.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Face.
Elephant.
Face, elephant.
Okay, okay.
Okay, okay, okay. I think y'all are going to get it.
3, 2, 1.
Nose. Oh, I was going to say it. I was going to say trunk, and I said nose.
I thought for a certain trunk.
Dude, that was awesome.
I was like, y'all are going to get it quick. Okay. 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 See, the thing is, whenever you get, like, two of the same thing, it's like, all right, where do we go from here?
Yeah. All right. I think we got one more in us. You got it?
I think so.
Okay. 3, 2, 2.
One.
Tusk.
Ears.
Oh!
Oh, I was gonna say tusk also. Dude,
go with your first. Go with your gut, Ryan.
Damn it! I was gonna say tusk. Oh, okay,
oh,
okay.
Fuck, fuck. I don't know what's left on that fucking thing.
What the fuck is left? Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Tail.
Yeah.
Hoops. Circus.
Yeah, oh, fuck.
Oh, right, shit. Okay.
One last one. Me and Ryan.
All right.
All right.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Dildo.
I don't know why. I couldn't think of anything. I was going to say jungle. Okay, so jungle and dildo.
Okay.
Oh, okay, sick, dude.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Gorilla.
Okay.
This is wild.
Okay, okay, okay. I got you. 3, 2, 1.
Penis.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. I said penis, you said mouth.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Vagina.
I definitely thought blowjob.
I'm not guessing. I don't know. I'm not catching something. I'm just saying shit.
Are we vibing? Are we vibing or not, Ryan?
All right, hold on. Okay,
okay, okay,
where
okay,
we
okay,
at?
Okay. I said blowjob, you said vagina.
Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Sex. I kind of like was delayed and said it after you, though.
God damn it. Like, well, count.
A sack.
All right. All three of us, same time.
Okay.
Oh, sick. Let's do it. Okay.
First ever three person.
Okay.
I've seen it.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
It was like two kids and their dad.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's possible. All right.
We can do this. Okay. Okay. Three, two, one. Watch.
Threesome.
Okay.
Okay. Threesome. Watch. Hat.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Three, two, one.
Role play.
What'd you say?
Circus.
Circus role play shirt. Okay.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Porno. Ringmaster.
I'm the one out. Okay. I have Ringmaster and both of you said porn. Not even just porn. Porno. Okay. So porno and Ringmaster.
Damn, we're about to go down
a bad path.
Oh, shit.
Okay, hold on. It's porno and Ringmaster.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How?
I think we just need to...
We might have to start fresh. Yeah. Three, two, one. Striping. What'd you say?
Cock ring.
God.
I was going to say that.
Because
the Ringmaster.
Yeah, because the Ringmaster.
I'm not on the same page.
You're not vibing?
No, clearly not. So cock ring.
I said mustache.
Mustache.
Okay.
I said stripes.
Okay.
I think
there's one. Put it together.
Three.
Is he an actor?
I don't know. Three. Two, one,
Ron Jeremy. What'd you say?
I said a cop.
Oh.
I said Ron Jeremy.
That's the most accurate one.
Fuck.
Miles Teller.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Miles Teller, cop, and Ron Jeremy.
Let's stick with one and run it.
Okay. All right.
One, two, three.
Tom Gunn.
All right.
All right. We're almost
okay,
there.
I think we can get this.
We're almost there.
Channing Tatum, Top Gun, lips. Three, two, one.
Magic Mike.
God damn it. What'd you say?
I forgot the name of it, so I said dance. But I meant to say Magic Mike.
Okay, all right, damn. So.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Magic Mike.
Magic Mike. Dance.
Tom Cruise. I said Tom Cruise, okay.
Okay. Three, two, one.
Stripper.
Wow, that's so fulfilling.
I love that for us.
We finally vibed.
Yeah.
We're vibing.
Same frequencies.
Oh, man. Imagine if someone said stripping.
Oh, that would have been hard.
Three, two, one, pole. All right.
That's enough.
Okay. Before we end this episode, we gotta give our recommendations.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
I got one right out the gate.
Go for it.
This is the one I wanted to give before we knew we were going to take a break. This is the one I was going to give because this is what I did on Valentine's Day.
Mm.
So my recommendation is buying caviar from Whole Foods, or if you have a plug. But Whole Foods is a pretty easy way to get caviar.
Uh-huh.
Go to Whole Foods, get some caviar, and have a night. We had it two different ways. We had it with like a fancy cracker and creme fraiche. No, we had it with potato chips, creme fraiche, and then caviar. Delicious. Probably the classic way. But I saw from David Chang, he does his favorite. He said he didn't create this, but he gave credit to somebody else, and I forgot who. But he said fried chicken and caviar is the ultimate.
Oh, I did see that.
Highbrow, lowbrow food.
Yep.
And I gotta say, it's fucking good.
Wow.
What would you do with the chicken?
You put the caviar on top of the chicken.
Well, I thought it was just a chicken skin.
I put it on like on a piece of fried chicken.
Sick.
Took a big ass bite. So fucking good.
Wow.
Ridiculously good.
Wow.
Like, where was the chicken from?
So I went to my favorite in Houston, Gus's.
Same.
Put a little bit of caviar. I think we had white sturgeon. It was like $50 at Whole Foods.
Wow.
For like a little tin. Mm-hmm. Seems like a lot, but you know, it goes a long way.
Nice.
It like amplified the flavor of the chicken somehow.
Wow. Might have been like the savoriness.
I think the richness and kind of like the saltiness increased the flavor of the chicken to where it was just it felt like an extremely decadent bite.
Wow.
Nice.
And I can't recommend, as soon as I took that first bite, I was like, I need all of my friends to do this. I need to have a night where we all get caviar, fried chicken, and then just probably with our partners because they're going to want caviar too if we're buying caviar. But
ooh. I like that.
Oh, man.
We've tried the liquor.
It was so good. Whole Foods.
Yeah, but.
And it was Valentine's Day, so it was like on sale.
Nice. Oh, wow.
Oh, man. Oh.
That's fucking awesome.
Could not recommend enough.
We've done the, I forgot what it is. It's like flavored. It's in a tin can. It's like, I forgot what it was. Is it
tin fish? I feel like that's in.
Yeah,
like tin fish. That was one of the Pinterest things.
It's like tin fish, and then there's also like a. Another thing, man, I can't even remember, but yeah, I've tried something similar, but also, Nikki follows like these people that put caviar on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's why we did it. Nancy also follows that person.
Yeah.
It's like a lady and she just.
I don't ever see that on my TikTok.
Same.
it was fucking ass shaking.
Jesus.
Shake that money.
It was, I think the first video she showed me was like, her eating like various chip flavors with caviar.
Yeah.
Like Cheetos or Takis with caviar.
That sounds wild.
And I was like, that's crazy.
I still want to do the, I think one thing that we've talked about is the fruit roll up and ice cream.
Oh, and freeze it?
Yeah, or like just you get your fruit roll up and then you get any ice cream, you get a scoop and put in the fruit roll up and then you start to roll up the fruit roll up with the ice cream in the center. When you bite it, it's literally
you got to freeze it again.
You have to freeze it again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
They put it back in the freezer.
I just saw that they just put it like that and it freezes immediately, and you bite it, and it's like the crunchiest bite ever. You may freeze it again, but from the videos,
it sounds oddly delicious.
People are like, "This is crazy how good that is."
Damn, I'm doing now.
We should have that. Should all be the same night.
Yeah, with the
scallion pancake,
caviar.
That's highbrow, lowbrow.
And the night with the fruit roll ice cream.
What's the definition of highbrow, lowbrow? Like,
well, because it was like highbrow the caviar, lowbrow is fried chicken.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like different classes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's how I imagined it. I don't know if that's right or wrong.
But yeah, that's how I picture it.
Yeah.
Like, imagine one of the sashimi from our omakase with... fucking on top of the 7th Street Burger. That's highbrow, lowbrow.
Highbrow.
But probably wouldn't do. Loki?
Yeah, actually.
We ordered that again. That's how good that burger was. DoorDash to the hotel. That shit was
good.
Oh,
that's right.
During wrestling.
Yeah, fuck, that was awesome. That was so fucking awesome, man.
Yeah.
That was fun.
But yeah, that's mine. So yeah. Shotties, get caviar. Put it on top of a salty snack. It's going to make it even better.
Yeah.
Nice. I would say mine would be go to a Dynamo game. Switch it up.
Ooh.
Respect.
New stadium. A lot of new food. Vibes.
Oh, it's a new stadium.
Yeah, new name. It's not BBVA. It's now Shell Energy Stadium.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and they renovated the seats, and they brought in at least like 12 new restaurants within it. And
have you seen the restaurants in there, Chris?
No.
Boy.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's
like, are they just nice or like, are they like expensive?
Trill Burger.
Trill Burger. Vinny's Pizza. La Casina.
Roostar.
Roostar.
Wow.
There's a barbecue place.
This just sounds like a food hall now.
It's a food hall with soccer team.
Yeah, with soccer.
Yeah, they have like a Guinness drinking area, and then they renovated. They have top of the line, you know, like an Astro Stadium where like someone hits a home run, the lights flicker.
Yeah.
On the lights like dim and get bright on the field. They have that now with a huge like LED like strip going all around. It's like a mixture of like baseball and not football. Is it football? Yeah, I would say football. I think it's one of the nicer stadiums we have. It's a smaller one, but it's all elevated stuff.
Wow.
And tickets are affordable.
Who invested in us all of a sudden?
Shell?
Shell probably, yeah.
I imagine because it's the name, but.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's awesome.
But
does the team have new ownership or the stadium just changed?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
To be honest, I don't follow them too much. I just know that one, they got a pretty big signing, Hector Herrera. I'm probably butchering his last name, but his first name's Hector, I think.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, you can tell he was the glue of the team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's
the
like,
star.
Yeah, the star.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's like. Guiding people and like
pushing the action.
Yeah.
Sick.
So it was fun.
We got our first win.
We got our first win and we beat Austin, who's went to the Final Four, I think, last year.
Damn.
Yeah. Nice. So hopefully this is the start of something new.
The rebirth of the dynasty. Because we were our first two to maybe 3 years, we won the championship.
Yeah.
Oh. And literally no one talks about it. I guess because MLS as a league is not that big. You know?
Getting there. They're starting to incorporate like the major cities and other major cities. Like Austin, for them to have a team now, you know, more than just UT, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's I know the Austinites are
pumped.
Yeah, super pumped.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, go check out a game. Have a different experience.
Nice.
What about you, Chris?
This one's going to seem mad random, and I don't even know if I'm going to word it correctly, but work out your psoas muscle.
The fuck?
Psoas.
Yeah.
What's that?
So
wait, you should know, right?
Yeah, is that in your iliopsoas?
It's like...
Where's it in your core?
Yeah. That's like your true core muscle that you should be working.
It's like your innermost abdominal muscle.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like I have like a lot of problems with like my posture and like my hips and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I kind of have like bow legs. So I've been like kind of like researching how to fix that shit. And like, I think a lot of my root problems lie in the psoas muscle.
How do you work out the innermost core muscle?
It's really interesting.
Like different stretches and stuff or what?
No, you can do like some kind of strengthening with it, but there's like, there's a lot of things. And like my glutes are really bad. Mm-hmm. So.
So has the hips or in the trunk?
Because it's like this and it like connects in like your lower back and then it connects like to your IT band or something. Oh. Yeah, it's just it's a rabbit hole I've been getting into. Like I saw it on my, like, you know, you go to your Explorer page, you see something about it and then you watch that and then just kind of invades your Explorer page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's like kind of what I'm going to try to get into is rehabbing my posture and my fixing my body kind of thing.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, this is off topic. But
oh, because of I also feel like I have like anterior pelvic tilt. So I want to fix that.
What's that?
It's kind of like where like your
hips go.
Yeah. So then it's like your hips are like pushing forward. So then your butt is pushing out. So you have like not a scoliosis kind of back, but like you have like a curve and it kind of like pushes your abdomen forward, which kind of like perceives like a bigger belly. And then like it can also like flare your ribs out. So like I'm going to work to fixing all that. Basically.
Damn.
Yeah.
Tight.
Damn. Cause I'm do a lot of bridging and, what do you call it? Like, I don't know if it's called Superman's, but when you lift one leg and the other leg and the arm and stuff like
the
that.
The dead bug?
Yeah, dead bug.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dude, just get into yoga, man.
Maybe.
Yo, if I had more time, I would do more yoga because I'm actually like conscious about my flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
And like I've always had bad flexibility, and I feel like with me being short, like having tight hips is like limits my range of motion.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
You know,
that's how I feel.
And like I've always like if you do the hamstring stretch, I'm like, this hurts. Like right now, like I'm not flexible. You know.
Yeah.
And I wanted to buy the green strap that you put on your foot, and like you can do all the stretching and stuff like that.
Oh, I think I saw that on your list.
Yeah, I was like, you know, my wife's mom like wiped out the rest of whatever was there. She likes to do that for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
Sweet. That's awesome.
And that was the only thing that didn't get bought.
She said no.
Yeah, so
like, what was that?
Yeah, so then I went back on my officer. I was like, damn, man. Should I just buy this shit? No, but yeah, get into yoga. I'll do it with you. Black Swan. It's just
free classes,
it's
right?
Essentially free or donation based, and they say donate. Oh, wow. The typical donation is $10, you know.
Wow.
For an hour of a good stretch, and like you come out there like sweaty.
Right on.
Yeah. Give it a shot. Try something new.
Sometimes after working out, me and Nancy will just throw on like a 10-minute YouTube yoga video. Okay. Just a stretch post workout. Nice. Always feels nice.
I saw that Netflix like starts to incorporate.
Yeah, like
it's like through Nike.
Videos?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have the Nike wellness workout videos on Netflix. Make you feel like more of a piece of shit while you're binge watching something else. Great British Cook Off. Bake Off or whatever.
Nice.
But yeah.
Yeah.
That's it for this episode, guys. Thank you.
Hell yeah.
For sticking through, watching this after hours. And
finally feel my face again.
Yeah, I feel normal again.
Yeah.
Finally. My throat is kinda on fire though, not gonna lie.
Still, or
yeah, a little bit. But but yeah, thank you guys for listening and watching, and shout out to all the Cultivate podcasts, our fam over there, and then shout out to the homies, Summit State of Mind, killing it over at the Apollo Network.
Oh, I saw them at a Dynamo game.
Yeah, they had a press pass.
Yeah,
nice.
Their press passes, and then we watched the fireworks together, took their picture and stuff like that.
Hey. Nice. All right, well, that's it for this week, guys. We'll see you guys next week. Make sure to find us on all social media. Links in the show notes.
Yeah,
I think that's
sounds
what you
right.
Say.
That sounds right. That's what I usually say. All right, we'll see you guys next week. Thanks. Love you.
Bye. Bye-bye.